This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Republican Senator and Dr. John Barrasso. We want to get his reaction to some of the elements that came out in Tuesday's State of the Union address, especially as it relates to health care, and also some of what we heard about the president's responses on foreign policy, given that the senator is on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And Senator Barrasso, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you, Greg.
One of the things that we heard the president say in talking about costs and the budget and deficits was this, as it relates to the health care law. What I'm not willing to do is I'm not willing to go back to the days when insurance companies could deny someone coverage because of a pre-existing condition. Talked about a couple of different patients and business owners. And then he said that what he wants Congress to do, instead of refighting the battles of the last 2 years, let's fix what needs fixing and let's move forward. What did you make of his tone and content in that portion of the speech?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The president made a lot of promises in the course of this health care law, and I agree with a lot of what he says, and I disagree with most of what he does. I mean, that's where we've really gotten into the disconnect. The president says one thing and then does something very, very differently. You know, he promised you could keep your health insurance if you liked it, and now just today, the actuary of the Medicare came out in a congressional hearing and said, no, that's not the case. And then he said, oh, and the president said, you know, the cost of care will go down. And now the chief actuary for Medicare today came out and said, nope, sorry, that's not the case either. So it's always hard to know when the president gives a good talk if you can actually believe the rhetoric, because there is always the record that follows it. And it's not just on health care. You look at the issue of last year, he called for a three-year spending freeze. Well, that never came to play. So what does he do this year? He promises a five-year spending freeze. It's like somebody who said, I'm going to go on a diet, and then they gain 20 pounds on the diet, which is what happened to this debt. And then they say that a year later, they say, well, I'm going to go even on a stricter diet this year. So I think there's really a disconnect there, Greg.
What did you make of him basically saying that the time for this debate was over?
Well, the American public gets to decide when debates on different topics are over in this country. The president wishes this were over, but the American people want this health care law that is bad for patients. It's bad for providers, the nurses and the doctors who take care of those patients, and it's bad for taxpayers. They want it repealed and replaced with something that actually helps get down the cost of care, gives lets people choose the doctor that they want, increases the quality of their care, and American people get it. This health law is not good for so many Americans.
In the last few days, the House of Representatives, now, of course, with a Republican majority, as promised, approving the full repeal of the president's health care plan. It obviously faces a much dicier future where you are in the Senate, but what do you expect to happen there?
Well, I expect there to be a vote in the Senate. You know, if Harry Reid is so proud of this health care law, which, as he says he is, then he should welcome a vote in the Senate. He should welcome an opportunity to discuss this again and debate it on the floor of the United States Senate and make his points. The American people see through this. They realize this was jammed down their throats. And, you know, even the president's own debt commission, when it took a look at this health care law, they said we should absolutely repeal the Class Act, which is part of this law. It is a Ponzi scheme, they say, that Bernie Madoff would be proud of. The debt commission said that the health care law forgot about dealing with in any substantive way with junk lawsuits. And finally, they say that, you know, when you take money from Medicare, you ought to use it to save Medicare, not to start a whole new government program. But that's one of the fundamental basis of the law that the president crammed down the throats of the American people. They're taking $500 billion from our seniors on Medicare, not to save Medicare, but to start a new government program for somebody else.
What about piece by piece? Some believe that parts of that may have a chance. The president himself says he's willing to give in on the 1099 portion of the bill. So anything else you fear or feel that could get through?
Well, I think we need to remove the individual mandate that people buy insurance. I think we need to remove the mandate that employers provide insurance. And these Medicaid forced coverage in the state is going to bankrupt the states. I don't know how California or Illinois or so many of these states can handle the expense to do the things that Washington is making them do. 33 governors signed a letter to the president. They said, Mr. President, we need flexibility. And you know, you've had Democrat governors as well as Republican governors opposing these Medicaid expensive mandates. And that's why I'm working on a bill that I'm going to introduce next week to allow states to opt out of this health care law and to allow states to make a decision as to whether they want to use the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and specifically the Medicaid mandates coming from Washington. Because what works in one state doesn't work in another, and Washington's one-size-fits-all, Greg, just doesn't work in so many states around the country.
We're talking with Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, who in addition to many years as a physician, now is in the Senate as a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, among his other committee work. And just want to get your thoughts on a couple ideas that came out in the speech on Tuesday night as well in that regard, Senator. First of all, this bold sentence: tonight we can say that American leadership has been renewed and America's standing has been restored. The president, of course, during the campaign basically accused the Bush administration of damaging our standing in the world. What did you make of his claim that that's all been fixed over the last 2 years?
Well, I've just gotten back from a trade mission with Senator McCain in South America and Latin America. We were in Panama, Colombia, Brazil, Chile. We need to be, as a Senate and the President, passing the free trade agreement as well as with the House to with Colombia and with Panama. That has been stalled by the Democratic administration and the people, the leadership in the House and in the Senate. We need to do that. That will help restore our involvement in those communities and will also help us with our own ability to export our American products. It'll be good for our economy, but that's been blocked in the past because of unions in this country who have been blocking a number of those free trade agreements, and do it along with the South Korean free trade agreement. I do have concerns about the president's activities and speeches over the last 2 years as he goes around the world and antagonizes our friends and apologizes to our enemies and apologizes for the country. So I think that there's always work to be done, and we have a very, very important role to continue to play in the world as peacekeepers. And I thought it was an overreach statement.
In terms of the portion of the speech on foreign policy, obviously the speech was heavy on domestic issues. He did touch on Afghanistan, Iraq, the Korean nuclear situation, and some other things. Is there anything you felt that he should have given a whole lot more attention to or didn't mention at all that deserved mention?
Well, not specifically in the foreign policy area, but the president never made mention of the fact that there was an election in November, and there's a dramatic change in the makeup of the Congress that he saw before him last evening, and that was because the American people spoke. You know, last year, a year ago, with the president's State of the Union, he talked about jobs and the economy and debt and spending. That's what he talked about. But yet, when it came back to a Congress working on things, those things were largely ignored. And he forced down the throats of the American people a health care law that the American people said, we don't want. So the focus on a laser beam, which has been promised in the past, we haven't gotten. And I think we need to work in a way that we make it easier and cheaper to create new private sector jobs in this country. But with all the rules and the regulations coming out of Washington, it's making it a lot harder for small businesses to create jobs.
Senator, a lot on your plate as well as other lawmakers. We look forward to being in touch with you as these debates heat up once again.
Thanks, Greg.
Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and also a longtime practicing physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.